This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, Gina and Kate and I were talking about this a minute ago, the ways you can measure inflation in this economy. You've got a couple of options, statistics and data-wise, most specifically, not anecdotally. There is the Fed's favorite, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, PCE in the vernacular. That doesn't come out for a couple of weeks yet. The Consumer Price Index was out this week. Inflation at the consumer level went up month to month. Also, the producer price index, which came out this morning, as Kate said, inflation at the wholesale level down month to month. So, how to read and reconcile those seemingly divergent indicators? Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
It's actually not so weird that the consumer price index goes up while the producer price index goes down. After all, says Cassie Happy, an analyst at Wallet Hub, they measure different things.
So with a box of cereal, CPI would be telling you how much you paid for that box of cereal. PPI would be telling you what was spent to produce the good.
It might seem that the prices producers are selling for should more or less line up with what consumers are paying.
But while they may show somewhat similar trends over time, they can diverge quite a bit.
Patrick Horan is a research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. The producer price index includes things like what employers or the government pay for health care, which CPI does not. The consumer price index includes things like certain housing estimates, which PPI does not.
And a big part of why we're seeing CPI inflation continue to be high is because of the fact that it's influenced by shelter inflation. It's not popping up in PPI.
Economists like to look at the producer price index to get a sense of what's coming. Catherine Ann Edwards is an independent researcher and an adjunct economist at the Rand Corporation.
Producers tend to sell their goods before consumers buy them, right? So you would think of producer price indices as being slightly leading over consumer price indices.
Edwards says these latest PPI numbers are a good sign.
Because, you know, typically a good that's measured, say, in the December producer index might be purchased, say, January through March of the consumer index.
So if producers are spending less now to, well, produce something, in theory, that means prices could be lower for consumers in the future, if that's how companies decide to use those savings. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.